Welcome to Words of Life, Love, and Freedom. I'm your host, Paul McKibben, and I am here today with a friend of mine, a good friend of mine. His name is Greg C. Greg, say hi to everybody.
Hey, how you doing? God loves you, and so do I. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and so today is a little different. I'm experimenting with a video podcast, and not only that, but I thought it would be kind of cool to mix it up a little bit and have a good friend of mine on today to give his testimony. Now it's not like a full life testimony, but it's a testimony that's real important for us to hear about a time in Greg's life when he had a heart attack and what he was going through before and after that. But, so I'm going to give you a little bit of background of how me and Greg actually met. At the time, my father was a pastor because I'd gotten saved in jail and went about 8 years kind of walking away from God, running from God. And as I was running from God, after about this 8 year period of time, I had a life-changing experience with God. And so as I had this life-changing experience with God, the Lord prompted me to rededicate my life to Him. So first I repented, of course, and then I rededicated my life to Christ. And under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit led me through a prayer of self-deliverance. And I was actually set free and delivered from a lot of things that night. And I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit as well. And so, it wasn't long after this, I saw the need to get back in church. And so when I went into church, my father was a senior pastor at a church I was attending. And that's actually where I met Greg at. Greg was attending my father's church. Back then it was called New Friendship Baptist Church. And later we would change the name to New Freedom Worship Center. But I met Greg at my dad's church. And when I met him there, I knew right away he was a really nice guy, great personality. He's been an awesome friend and brother in Christ to me. And we've had a lot of good times together, camping and sitting around the campfire, burning fires in the fire pit and burning some hot dogs on the fire and doing all that kind of cool stuff. But so this is my friend Greg C. And so, Greg, I want to ask you a question while I'm speaking here at the beginning of this podcast. Tell me and all the listeners about when it was, about maybe what year it was when you got saved.
It was probably about 2002, roughly about 22 years ago, when I finally gave up and gave my life to Christ and just been blessed ever since.
Awesome. And I don't want to bombard you right now with a bunch of questions because I don't want to cause you to lose your train of thought as far as what you're going to be sharing. But I would like to ask you to go ahead and open with a prayer for us right now. And then after you pray, then you can go right into your testimony if that's okay. All right with you.
That'll be great. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come now to give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. Dear Lord, this podcast is not about me and not about Paul, but it is all about you and what you've done in my life and how you can use my life and anybody else's life to help glorify and spread the gospel in your kingdom and bring more people to the saving grace of you. So, dear Lord, I just lift these words up to you, dear Lord, your words, that it will touch people's hearts and just give me the strength and the knowledge and the wisdom to to use your words properly and hope you are pleased. And thank you, dear Lord, for Brother Paul and the wisdom and knowledge you gave him to do a podcast and use that technology to spread your word and your will to all the listeners. And ultimately, dear Lord, thank you for your son, Jesus, dying on the cross for our sins. In your mighty precious name, amen.
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 So, brother, go ahead and
thank you, Paul.
Share with us your testimony.
Yes. So, I'm going to talk about my heart attack. And as Paul has said, I've been saved a long time, but through this experience, it has brought me a lot closer to God. So, we're going to be in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. This is the Lord's declaration. Plans for your well-being, not for harm, to give you a future and a hope. God has a plan for every single one of us. And it took my heart attack to me to figure out where God wanted me in the season and time I was in. So I'm going to get started. And it was probably about in September, it'll be 9 years since I had my heart attack. I work at a little country hospital in Lancaster, Virginia. And I work in housekeeping. So I'm a floor person. So I scrub and wax floors. So the same week I had my heart attack, I was having symptoms on and off, like I was having heartburn. So I played it off and didn't really do nothing about it. Took Tums, whatever, just because it was heartburn. I thought, because I've had normal heartburn before. I ignored one or two times my arm went numb. I played the man game is what my wife called it, trying to think it'll go away, but it didn't. So one Monday morning, I had to go to work early. Actually, I was going to work in the ER and scrub and wax some floors. So I went and it was going to do my job. I've already experienced about a week on and off with these heartburn symptoms and things, but I went on to work like normal. Started waxing and scrubbing floors. It started up again and felt like I needed to burp. So I just figured it was normal heartburn. And I went through most of my morning fighting that battle, trying to do whatever I needed to do to take care of my heartburn, but it wouldn't go away. So I finally got to the point that morning. While I was still in the ER, I decided I'm going to check myself in and tell them about my heartburn. So after I called my wife and she was coming up to the hospital to be with me, I checked myself in and so they were doing everything, checking me out. And in the midst of doing that, I had actually told them that, by the way, my arm did go numb. But I have a feeling they probably already figured out it could possibly maybe been a heart attack. They wasn't for sure at that point, but they probably were checking for that. So I decided, so when they were checking me out and they did the blood work, they did find out that it was not just heartburn. It was a full blown heart attack. About 95% blocked. So I had to have one stent put in. So I stayed out of work for about 3 weeks. So I go to the, I have to be transferred to the next hospital. And on the travel home from getting my stent put in and getting taken care of, I had a long drawn out. My wife was driving me home. And we've been praying on and off the whole time of it, having my stent put in and taking care of me and everything. But on the way home, I was sitting in the passenger seat and I was staring out the window. I had what you call a God moment, down dirty, good cry, because I just realized one thing. I already figured it out, but at that moment, it smacked me in the face. I almost died. And God just saved my life from 1 foot in the grave and the other foot on the banana peel, as they say. That he saved my life from death. And so I'm crying and having a moment to myself while she's driving me home. And so I start praying to God, staring out the window going, all right, God, I realize I did not create this. You did not give me this heart attack. I didn't do anything wrong. I just have bad genes. I understand that. But I'm here. You just saved my life. Whatever you need, I am here. I am willing and able to do what you've asked me to do. God can do anything. God had me walk through my heart attack because God already knows that I love him, that I've fallen in love with him, that I'm a Christian and I want to do what God's will was. But God said, through my heart attack, he kept me alive because he's told me that I needed more out of me. He needed more out of me. I need more. I need you to go out and spread the word. I know you love me. I know you care for me, but I want you to tell the world what you feel, how you feel, and the gospel of Jesus Christ, and spread the word. So I said to God, I will do whatever it takes. I will do whatever it takes. And God also revealed to me through my heart attack that God has put me on a mission field. No, he's not sending me out to another country or another state. Or excuse me, at anywhere else, but God has put me where he wanted me when I found the job at the hospital, because he said that is a mission field too. You need to go tell people about Jesus Christ where you work. And sometimes it's not telling them anything. It's just go love on them. Encourage them to have a wonderful day. Be right. Loving. God said, I need you to go tell the world. So I decided that I was going to do whatever God said to do. That was just a wake-up call to do more for God. God knew I was going to do it. He knew I was going to share. And he knew, but he needed me to get it through my head that I needed to do more. And it took my heart attack to do that. So, through my heart attack, I've been able to, I get online and I share scripture every morning with about 80 people every single morning. So for about 5-6 years, maybe, I've been sharing the scripture every morning. God also told me to share scripture and what he has revealed to me through the scripture on YouTube. So I have my own YouTube channel that God has orchestrated so he could tell me to spread the word. And he also told me to share my testimony. And that is why I am here, to share that the wonderful goodness of God that he said, I'm not ready for you to come home yet. I need more out of you.
Amen.
And I said, yes, God, I will do whatever it takes, whatever you ask me. So God has a specific plan for your life, not for harm, but for good. God has also told me to tell you through having my heart attack that you are also on a mission field. And your mission field could be anywhere. Could be where you work. He might tell you to go to another country. He also might tell you to go to another state, go somewhere else. He can do that. But God also has planted you where you need to be. And you're coming and going. When you go to the gas pump, when you go to Walmart, 7-Eleven, or any convenience store, you're on the mission field. God needs you to spread the word. God also revealed to me through my heart attack that if you love the Lord, you need to tell it. You can do this. You can share this. God will help you through it. Everybody has a testimony. Everybody has something to tell if you love the Lord. It just took my heart attack for me to understand what the Lord has already been telling me. It's like a big smack in the face.
Yeah.
I should have been doing it before, but I didn't. But God saved me because he wanted more out of me, and I decided that I was going to do whatever he told me to do.
Amen.
So God needs more out of you. God, we also know that God can do anything. God can wave his hands and take care of everything. But God also knows that because he created us and in his image, but he has also created us, and he knows that sometimes we don't understand things. And the best way to understand things and learn things is through other people. So that is why God said we need to share our experiences and how wonderful and how gracious and loving God is and the great things he can do in your life. Just so happened it was a heart attack, and he's done many more things in my life to help you learn and help other people learn. Sometimes the greatest lessons are learned through going through something in your own life, even if you're sharing it with someone else.
Amen.
So God has a plan for your life. God has a hope and a future. God will guide you. He will direct you. He will tell you what you need to say and the ways you can go about doing it. God has put us all on a mission field. When you walk out of your door, you're on a mission field. Go spread the word. God has asked us to help. Even though he can do it himself, God wants us to help. God says, if you love him, tell people. Share with them. Or even if you don't say anything, just love on them. Because that's what God does to us. He loves on us. He takes care of us, and he helps us get through everyday struggles. So if you're going through something and you don't think anything good's going to come out of it, you just watch, wait, and listen for God to move in that situation. I thought I was going to die, and I caused all my problems. When I had my heart attack, that it wasn't true. I just happened to have a heart attack, but God used that situation so he could reveal things to me that he needed in my life. So you have a purpose. You need to do what God says and share the word and just. If you love God, you need to share it. Amen. I love you. So does God. And thank you for having me on here.
Well, Greg, we appreciate your testimony. And well, there you have it, folks. There's Greg C.'s testimony of a real important time in his life when he had that heart attack, of what was going on just prior and just after the heart attack, and how it impacted Greg's life in a positive way that got him on fire to want to serve God and serve God to a fuller extent than what he was doing before. So we are so thankful that you're still here with us, Greg. We thank you for your time. We thank you for your testimony. And we all appreciate you coming on my podcast today and sharing your testimony of what the Lord's been doing in your life. So, if there's anyone out there today that's listening to this podcast and you listen to Greg give his testimony about having that heart attack, and if there's anyone out there that was moved by the Holy Spirit, say maybe you did not have a heart attack in your life, but say you had another life-changing experience, or you were almost in a car accident, or something could have happened terrible that could have ended your life, and it just didn't happen for one reason or another. If you know and realize that the Lord has been watching over you, and maybe you may not even realize that God has been watching over you all along, don't take these things for granted, folks. But if you're out there and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now is the time, better than any time, to get to know God and accept Him as your Lord and Savior. And so if you would just repeat after me this prayer of repentance to receive salvation and eternal life, just say, "Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for my sins. And I know you died on the cross for my sins and rose the third day. And Lord, I come to you today and I repent of my sin. I confess my sin and repent. I turn from my sin and walk away from it. And I walk away from my sin and towards you into your loving arms. Lord, I thank you and for what you have done for me. And I ask you, Lord God, to save me from my sin. Save me from this body of sin and death. And Lord, I'm asking that you give me eternal life in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for allowing your Holy Spirit to come in. And I welcome your Holy Spirit right now to come in and dwell in me. I thank you for your Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, to dwell in me, Lord God. And Lord, I just thank you for saving me. And I am asking you to be my Messiah, my Savior, Amen. My King. And I just thank you, Lord God, for what you have done for me. Thank you for saving me and setting me free. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, folks, if you just said that prayer, praise God, you're part of the family of God now, and welcome to the family of God. So get involved in a local church, or if you don't feel comfortable getting involved in a local church, get plugged into a Bible study somewhere. A Bible study or somewhere where the word is being taught. And get involved and plugged in with your local community of believers. It's real important to not be a solo Christian and not try to walk and live in this world on your own by yourself. We as believers need to band together. We need to bond together and learn to fight this fight, this good fight of faith, together in unity in the body of Christ and not separate and alone. So praise God. So this is my first video podcast. And this is also my first time interviewing someone. So if you have the opportunity, I have an email that is directly for, it's specifically for my podcast. It's the abbreviation of Words of Life, Love, and Freedom. So it's WOLLAF, Words of Life, Love, and Freedom. Paul.McKibben@gmail.com. So if you were, if you really enjoyed this video podcast, or if you have some thoughts, some prayer requests, or anything of that nature that you would like to make me aware of or notify me of something of how the Holy Spirit moved you during this episode, please feel free to email me and let me know your thoughts and how the Holy Spirit has moved you. And a word to you, Greg, real quick before we end this podcast, is it's going to be important when we end this, and I forgot to tell you this earlier, you let it finish uploading before you exit out of the studio, okay? So once I stop the recording, just kind of hang tight until you see that it's at 100% uploaded, and then you can exit the studio. All right? All right, everyone. God bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Amen. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom, peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Bye-bye, y'all.